Even those who are not doctors know about the long, stressful hours physicians in training work during their intern and residency years. While there have been a number of studies on how those long hours affect patients, there's been a push recently to investigate how the shifts affect the well-being of the medical residents. WBUR's Rachel Paste reports.
When Brigham and Women's researcher Dr. Douglas Mata began searching for research on depression in residency a few years ago, he was surprised to find that no comprehensive studies existed. So he set out to do one himself.
We found about 54 studies that we extracted data from and combined together, and we were able to show that overall the prevalence of depression or depressive symptoms is about 29%. Among residents, which is a huge number.
In fact, figures from the National Institutes of Health show it's more than four times higher than the percentage of the general American population that has depression. Mata is himself a resident. He switched to pathology from a urology residency after a depressive episode of his own.
There were a lot of different reasons for it. One is that a colleague of mine, unfortunately, had committed suicide shortly before I started. And then on top of that, there was the stress of having moved across the country and, you know, lost that support group that used to be around me when I was a student.
The suicide of a friend, as well as the death of a relative, also triggered a depressive episode for Dr. Elizabeth Poorman, who just completed her residency at Cambridge Health Alliance.
I felt like, you know, water was rising, and I was staying afloat, and then I was in it, and it didn't matter what I did. I was still completely disconnected from any kind of happiness, and it didn't feel like it was going to end.
Dr. Poorman says it took her a few months to get proper treatment, but when she did get help, those in charge of the residency program helped her schedule therapy sessions into her work week. She says she didn't seek help immediately because she, like many other residents, was concerned about the stigma attached to admitting she had depression, about the fear of being judged by peers, and issues of confidentiality. And, she says, her depression wasn't affecting her work.
Our whole lives are work. So as long as you're able to get up and go to work and work these 16-hour shifts and do a good job, which I feel like I was doing at least a decent job, then it's fine. Then it's not a disorder. It's just, you know, some variation of normal life experience.
This is something hospital management and state medical officials are trying to change. Board of Registration and Medicine Chair Dr. Candace Sloan urges doctors to get help for mental health issues early.
That's why our application says you don't have to tell us unless it's going to involve patient safety. So that is a way of us saying, go get the help before you have a problem. It is always better to prevent or to treat early.
Depression isn't the only mental health issue affecting residents. Dr. Breeze Keeley, who is a resident at Mass General Hospital, says she had what's known as an acute stress episode. She describes it as a sort of mini PTSD.
So I lost a lot of weight in a very short period of time. I was probably sleeping like 2 hours a night, but I was having like terrible dreams and waking up from like these nightmares like every hour. And then physically, I felt like my limbs were numb. I didn't feel in my body at all. And I felt scared.
Dr. Keeley says the stress episode lasted only 2 weeks, but it affected Keeley's work and a patient after she missed some warning signs of looming kidney failure in the man's lab results.
I shouldn't have let it slip, you know? And I just didn't realize. And I didn't realize that the days had passed and I hadn't looked at those labs. And that was terrible.
The patient survived, and Keeley learned that she and all physicians need to seek help at the first sign of a problem or episode that might affect patient safety. She says that when she approached her supervisors, they quickly linked her with a therapist, and she began to get better. While doctors Keeley and Poorman spoke up about their depressive episodes, many doctors keep silent. Even Dr. Sloan of the Board of Registration and Medicine recognizes the challenges in getting physicians to admit when they might need help.
We're taught we have to almost be superhuman. People who pick medicine tend to be people who want to care for others. They want to be the caregiver. They don't want to take care of themselves. They're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about everyone else.
And at Cambridge Health Alliance, Dr. Poorman says she's encountered peer pressure among some residents.
A lot of medicine doctors that I had talked to, internal medicine doctors, would say, oh, you know, this is just residency. Residency is terrible. Everyone feels terrible all the time. It'll get better. But I think that that's a really dangerous message. It was certainly a dangerous message for me because I had a very treatable condition, but I was getting the message that I should just grin and bear it, that it would magically kind of, you know, get better on its own. And I think it's very clear from the research, too, that that's not the case.
Hospitals are working to replace that message with another one. Get help and get help early. Dr. John Herman is Associate Chief of Psychiatry at MGH and Medical Director of the Partners Employee Assistance Program.
There can be a point where white-knuckling it through is neither good for yourself nor optimal for patient care. It's not that you can't gut-ball it through this, but you don't have to.
Dr. Herman says the motto of his program and message he hopes to share with struggling doctors is don't worry alone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Paste.